Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Raindrops are falling on my head, and just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit.
It's 11:47. This is Dean Richards. Sunday morning on WGN. Time for our A-list interviews with the stars. A couple of weeks ago, I was out in... was LA. Were we in LA or New York? I guess it doesn't really matter. That was someplace where we sat down and talked with the cast of this new Pete's Dragon movie. Robert Redford, he's got a little supporting role in this movie. And you think about the movies that have made Robert Redford a legend, the movie from which this song comes, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, is just truly one of the greatest movies of all time, from 1969. Maybe you remember Redford best from The Sting or The Way We Were, the great film that he did with Barbara Streisand, who was in Chicago this week, or A River Runs Through It, or Quiz Show, which earned him a Best Director nomination. I mean, the list just goes on and on of amazing films that he has been involved in. Finally winning an Academy Award for directing Ordinary People, the film with Donald Sutherland and Mary Tyler Moore, who was so great, and Tim Hutton. Just an absolutely amazing movie that was shot in Lake Forest and in Highland Park. Most of the principal photography for both of those films, right here in the Chicago area. So he's got some Chicago experience, not only with those films. He's done a couple of movies here in the Chicago area. He's been involved with environmental projects here in Chicago. I remember talking with him probably 10 years ago, maybe something like that, where he was involved with Mayor Daley on some environmental projects in the Green Roofs projects that have become so popular around the Chicago area. And he's become involved with Mayor Emanuel with environmental issues as well. You may remember the, I think it was a CNN documentary that ran on CNN that was produced by Robert Redford, Chicagoland, which was a pretty warts and all look at Mayor Emanuel, the problem of violence in Chicago. So the point is that Redford has got some affection for our city of Chicago, and that's where we started our conversation. Let's talk about your love for Chicago for a minute. You've fallen in love with our city, haven't you?
I do love it. I've loved it for a long, long time. But I've made a couple of films there. But aside from that, I just like the city and its people. I have much of my adult life. You know, just something about it. In many ways, it's the best of America. You know, New York City's great for what it's about. It's more diverse culturally and, you know, has more European influence. And L.A.'s was once a good city. I don't know whatever happened to it. But Chicago is just, it's right in the center.
Yeah. You know? I know you're involved with the mayors, I think. Both of them were for environmental and green issues.
Yes.
And then you made the documentary that really dug into Chicago. I mean, your commitment is really, like,
deal. That was my affection for Chicago. I think that's what that was about.
We need you to come back and do another documentary to look at some of our other problems that we've got going on now.
Well, we all have problems.
So in Pete's Dragon, some of the scenes where you're doing woodworking and this very rustic life that we see that you're in, I'm wondering how close that is to how you may live now.
It's pretty close.
In certain places, is it really? It's pretty rustic.
Yeah, I'm not a wood carver, but I used to like to mess around with wood and so forth and rock and just play with that, like sculpting. The fact that it's in what was appealing to me is that it's right on the edge of a very rural situation, which had a lot of mystery in it, you know, the forest. A lot of people don't know what's in the forest and are afraid to go in because they don't know. My character is a character that feels like he does know. He tells stories about it that no one believes, but they like to hear it anyway. He's a really good character.
It's a great character. The fantasy aspect of this, of, you know, whether you were a kid that had an encounter with the dragon at one point, or,
oh, don't I wish,
you know, a guy just telling tall tales, as, you know, we do to kids every once in a while. It's
like
really kind of lovely,
tales.
Really.
I'm sorry?
It's kind of lovely. So much that's implied is so lovely.
Yeah, I think so. And I think tall tales are not a bad thing when you're a kid, you know, because you're little and you see the world differently, and you're looking for an opening that tells you what's a bigger world that's out there. And I think stories for children gave you that, you know, fantasy stories, fairy tales, and so forth. It meant a lot to me when I was a kid, because I grew up in a very tight, small, working-class neighborhood where there wasn't much available entertainment-wise, so the radio meant a lot, and you hear these stories. Or you go to the library, and you go in and read these stories about a life larger than yours, and it gave you some kind of hope. So I'm all for that.
Yeah, really engage the imagination. I guess that's a little bit of what this did. It really engages your imagination in a way films
don't
very much anymore. That's very true. It was Bryce Dallas Howard who said in an interview that, you know, working with Robert Redford was a little awe-struck to her in the beginning. And she said that you wound up being the coolest guy and also a badass at the same time, which I think is kind of a great... Who wouldn't want that as a description of himself?
It depends what badass means to some people.
What do you think? How would you describe
badass
yourself?
Badass is right. I can live with that one. That goes all the way back to childhood.
Really?
Yeah.
Like mischievous, you mean, or...
In trouble, in and out of trouble. Fortunately, I survived it, but I mean, yeah. Did some things I'm not proud of.
Yeah.
But they were sure fun.
Yeah. Maybe that's what makes you the coolest guy in the world.
I don't know about cool.
Yeah. We're reading so much that you and Jane Fonda are going to be working on a project again together. Is that correct?
If she can slow down enough to do it, yeah. Yeah, I love Jane. We've done films. We started actually in 1965. Film called The Chase that Arthur Penn directed. And then after that, it was Barefoot in the Park. And then 10 years after that, it was The Electric Horseman. So if you cover about 40 years' time, she and I have made films over that time together. And it's always been a pleasure for me, you know, to work with her.
Yeah, isn't that amazing just to hear him speak of these films in such a nonchalant fashion? And like Barefoot in the Park is just nothing. It's a, you know, it's classic. But, you know, you look back at some of the films that he's done, All the President's Men, still one of the greatest films of all time. The Natural, in which he played Roy Hobbs, was amazing. Some of you have been texting in some of your favorite Robert Redford movies. The 847 area code says Up Close and Personal with Michelle Pfeiffer. And Out of Africa with Meryl Streep. Absolutely some of the best that have ever been made. Brubaker, he talked about as, you know, being one of his favorites. The Great Gatsby. He was the original Jay Gatsby before Leonardo DiCaprio ever got his hands on that role. And you know what else is kind of a favorite for me with Robert Redford? That if you've got, like, you know, some of the channels that show the old TV shows, and you run across an old Twilight Zone, or you run across an old Alfred Hitchcock, you know, and some of those shows, even if you don't really find it very often, but The Virginian, The Defenders, some of the great, really great old TV shows, every once in a while, you see a young Robert Redford or, you know, some young actor who turned out to be legendary, you know, at the beginnings of their careers, taking some of these small roles in these TV shows. Matter of fact, one of the very first things that Robert Redford ever did was a little supporting role that he took in the old Maverick TV show that starred James Garner back in 1960. It's one of the very first things that he did. But he was on Perry Mason. A Naked City. Remember, that was a famous old TV show back in the day. Route 66. Did a couple of Alfred Hitchcocks. Did one Twilight Zone.
Dr. Kildare, The Untouchables. So I love that when you're watching an old black and white TV show someplace. You see somebody. Where did I see recently? I think it was The Twilight Zone. And I think it was Jack Nicholson, like a super young Jack Nicholson. Those are always little extra treats while you're watching.